And in New York City news,
400,000 New Yorkers reside in NYCHA's 326 public housing developments across the five boroughs, and waste management is one of the most important and complex challenges that NYCHA faces. This week, NYCHA officials, along with tenants and environmental activists, gathered to discuss recycling initiatives.
Clark Adamitis has the story.
NYCHA says they are working to increase recycling and reduce the rat population. They're starting in East Harlem on First Avenue at the Wagner Houses. Bridget Vicente is a NYCHA resident and founder of Inner City Green Team, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping NYCHA residents become more environmentally friendly.
It includes a door-to-door recycling collection initiative where we teach residents how to recycle through educational workshops. The most attractive thing about it is that it's convenient. When we teach you how to recycle, we give you the supplies in the form of sort and store bags. And we do a weekly collection to where the residents put their recyclables in their bags and we pick them up once a week. So there's no long trips to, you know, faraway containers.
NYCHA was founded back in 1934. Since then, the amount of waste generated by Americans has tripled. At the same time, NYCHA hasn't been able to keep up with infrastructure improvements and repairs, and a lack of funding has made compliance more difficult. Now, new recycling programs are coming to NYCHA housing. This is possible, according to Vlada Keneff, because of an additional $563 million from the city. Keneff is the NYCHA Vice President of Energy and Sustainability. She says that many NYCHA buildings have not received the capital investments they need. Decades of federal disinvestment has left their developments confronting a total of $40 billion in major repair needs.
I am proud to say we finally got approval on our Capital City Action Plan, which will unlock over $563 million in funding to help the authority fully upgrade and modernize its waste infrastructure. This is on top of the $47 million through the Neighborhood Rat Reduction Program we've already been using to enlarge trash chutes at 50 developments.
New York City is infested with about 2 million rats, and NYCHA promised to decrease its rat population by 50% in 2022. But NYCHA hasn't had such a good record on waste management compliance. It failed on its promise to dispose of trash every 24 hours in 2020. Jose Oquendo is director of NYCHA's Waste Management and Pest Control.
If waste is controlled better, and we have great resident participation, and everything goes where they go, then the eviction notices for the rats, also they will leave. And that is our primary function, right, is to make sure that you're living in an area where it's rodent-free. And once upon a time ago, I used to live here at Wagner Houses. I was actually born here. So it's really nice to see how the neighborhood has changed, but also of the fact that there's so many of you here that is willing to work together to kind of make a change here in our neighborhood.
Optimism at NYCHA is a good sign, but the troubled housing complex has seen its share of problems. Meanwhile, additional funds for renovating waste yards and funding new recycling initiatives will go a long way towards compliance. By 2028, the plan is to totally renovate waste yards at 194 housing developments, with new yards, efficient compactors, and improved cleanliness. The Inner City Green Team is excited to bring their service and educational approach of collecting recycling to Wagner Houses and more housing developments in the future. You can contact them by going to innercitygreenteam.org. Clark Adamitis, WBAI News, New York.
Thanks, Clark.